Hi there, this is Gary Ryan Blair, and welcome to The Goals Guy, where our goal is simply to help you achieve yours. Today's lesson is titled, The Pursuit of Excellence. Let's begin with the obvious question. What exactly is excellence? Well, think of it as the process or the pursuit of continually growing and improving yourself and your life. Excellence entails achievement and accomplishing goals that can be measured by constantly asking this one question. Is what I'm doing right now truly reflective of a life committed to excellence? Remember, behavior never lies. Is what I'm doing right now truly reflective of a life committed to excellence? So your greatest responsibility is to define excellence in your life, then to choose the best course of action in order to make it happen. Excellence is not a relative term. It is a standard by which you must judge everything that you do. Simply put, excellence is the result of quality thinking and exceptional execution. If you think about it, it takes less than a second in order for you to raise your standards, to deliver world-class quality, and to commit to excellence. But, and it's a big but, it takes a lifetime of passionate pursuit in order to maintain it. Now, this truth holds for the concierge at a hotel, also for the manager of a small department, as well as for the CEO of an international firm. And the wonderful part about excellence is that it is enjoyed and displayed through all five senses. So consider this. Look. Impeccable grooming, solid posture, and complete preparation for a business meeting display the look of excellence. Feel. An inviting smile, the fine leather of a new car, and the smooth texture of fabric demonstrate the feel of excellence and quality. Sound. A rich singing voice, an expansive vocabulary, and the friendliness of a wake-up call are all examples of excellence in communication. Taste. The design of a new home, the font of a letter, and the sweetness of a chef dessert all celebrate excellence in taste. And finally, smell. The aroma of fresh flowers, the bouquet of a perfume, and the scent from freshly baked cookies helps us to experience the smell of excellence. See, everything, and that means everything, can be accomplished in an excellent fashion. Excellence wastes little time in making its presence felt. It represents an example of truly great thinking. And we should all appreciate the merits of rich thought, high professional standards, and a commitment to squeeze out every ounce of one's potential. Excellence is an inside job, and it begins with a series of questions. What I want you to do is I want you to look at your life, your business, and your relationships and ask these. Number one, what do I see that needs improvement in my own life? Secondly, what do I wish I didn't see in myself? Third, what would I ideally like to see manifested through my behavior? Who are the people I really admire, and what high standards do they live by? All of those are important questions. And last, if I'm ever going to reach my full potential, what do I need to do starting right now? I'm going to repeat that. If I'm ever going to achieve and reach my full potential, what do I need to start doing right now, this instant? So the answer to these questions, along with others like them, will provide the points of improvement that you seek. Implementing and sustaining a drive towards excellence will put you in the best position relative to others for opportunity. It will also help you to build support because you demonstrate real accountability, genuine results, and superior performance. Excellence is a guilty pleasure as it creates confidence and enhances peace of mind. It functions as an insurance policy against mediocrity and as an assurance of continuous growth. Now, we all have a range of career choices and opportunities in our lives. But we expand the range and the quality of our choices when we practice excellence. Adversely, we blackball ourselves from future opportunities when we do mediocre work. And most people in life are not hard acts to follow. And that's exactly why a commitment to excellence is the ultimate competitive advantage. Excellence is achieved via qualitative, not quantitative, shifts in developing skills. Being part of a qualitatively different world or environment where excellence is expected and practiced is a key to achieving excellence. So pay attention. Look at your environment. Never relax the rules of excellence. See, when you compromise quality, you suffer physical and emotional detachment from your goals. You must have the belief that the efficiencies of your business and your life are infinite, that everything can be improved upon, and that every project can be completed in an excellent fashion. I certainly hope you enjoyed today's lesson and encourage you to visit personalstrategicplan.com. As you'll receive a plan, a path, and a blueprint for achieving every goal that you desire in life. And please remember as we close that everything that you think, say, and do lead you one step closer to or further away from your goals. Therefore, today and every day, make everything that you do count.